You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Welcome, welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, welcome, everyone. I know you are probably expecting a Speak Up program today, but we have some ginormous news, and that is this slot has changed to some super summer programming for the whole summer because I'm Stella, and
I'm Hallelujah.
We are both new summer hires for CJSF, and we'll be doing a lot of programming and outreach events. And yeah, so I've been a volunteer at the station for over 2 years. I have another show called Slumber Party, which is on Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m., and I'm going to be the multimedia/radio producer for the summer.
And yeah, I'm Hallelujah Hailu, a local musician and also CJSF volunteer. Starting in about 2020, I ran a show for about 2 years with a group of Industry Connect program students out of Burnaby North. That was called Vibe Check. That was focused mostly on local music scene activities. And this summer, I will be working as a community outreach person. You'll probably see both of us at lots of events this summer throughout the Lower Mainland.
Yes, most definitely. We're very excited for the coming months and what's in store. I think before we get into, you know, more of an explanation of what we'll be doing on this show or on this slot, I think we'll play a couple songs first just to, you know, get into some music because we've chosen a few songs today.
Hell yeah.
Do you want to introduce
your
first song?
All right. This first tune that we're going to do is a song by the band Postmodern Connection, Vancouver-based band. They have a new single coming out July 24th with another really great local act named Dase. But this one is from their latest record, Welcome Change. It is titled If You Care.
Enjoy.
Where's the line? I can't say that I'll be there if you need. see with the bruised ego. Skin grows tight, clashing for words with truth.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning into Super Summer Programming. My name's Stella.
My name is Hallelujah, and I'll just give you a quick recap of those last three tunes we played. We played Postmodern Connections, If You Care, from their record A Welcome Change. They have a new tune coming out July 24th with the band Dase, who they're playing at Phillips Brew Fest this weekend out in Victoria. We had Chris Kito's Catalog, which is a single, and there's an upcoming record coming up soon from them, as well as a show at Green Auto on July 17th. And, of course, Vancouver punk rock legends, the Pointed Sticks. Your fun fact, if you're not familiar, is that they were the first Canadian band signed to the British-labeled Stiff Records.
Whoa.
Perfect. Lots of fun facts today.
Nice. Just loaded with them. So, yeah, I guess we'll just go into what this show's about. And for those of you who have missed it, this is normally a speak-up slot from 10 to 11 every Friday. But for the summer, we're both summer assistants or workers here, and we're going to be taking over this slot and turning it into Super Summer Programming. And we'll have two main focuses on this show. We can definitely, you know, add some other things here and there, but for the most part, we'll be focusing on Pride and environmental issues. So, yeah, and Pride, obviously, Pride started in June, and it's, I feel like it's good to focus on it because Vancouver Pride itself definitely did start as more of a grassroots movement, and increasingly over the years it has become more and more commercialized and commodified. And if you just even look at the Vancouver Pride sponsors this year, although they are waning because of, I think a big part of it is the political aspects of everyone going more towards the right and corporations no longer feeling the need to perform this act of very shallow solidarity. But yeah, so like Hootsuite is one of the sponsors. I think Hallelujah noticed that the other day, and you know, they're pretty like problematic organization who has ties with ICE, and you know, it's not really a good look for Vancouver Pride itself. So I feel like having Pride programming at CJSF at the station can be really useful in just bringing it back to the actual community and, you know, like highlighting local grassroots organizations from the community, as well as, you know, just individuals who are doing really great work. And yeah, I feel like that's a big part of the reason that we also want to do Pride programming.
Yeah, and adding on to that, we'll be doing a lot of work towards spotlighting smaller local Pride organizations. We'll be tabling at Burnaby Pride this year, as well as having, I believe, Athena from Burnaby Pride coming in and chatting about the event, just discussing how that there are actually a huge amount of municipal Pride events, New West Pride, Burnaby Pride, Surrey Pride, and all of these organizations could use your support as well.
Yeah, and just also going off of that, to expect further, we'll have, you know, more interviews with these kinds of organizations, also hoping to do some music playlists highlighting local Canadian queer artists. And yeah, I just think it is quite interesting how corporate support for Pride has dropped so significantly. I think in an article I read, it was like 50% of sponsorships have been down in Vancouver Pride. And, you know, that kind of just shows how profit is the most important thing over any set of morals or anything else, basically, under capitalism. And, you know, you'll never actually have any type of meaningful solidarity with corporations. And that's just something to keep in mind. And moving on to the environment, which is going to be our other focus. I mean, climate change is, like, constant throughout the year. It's not really, you know, like, oh, summer programming is specifically only going to highlight climate change now, because we also do have other programming throughout the year that does that. But for me, I kind of did kind of notice that, like, global warming is a lot more tangible during these months, and it would be nice to have, like, a little extra programming on that. There's been some recent heat waves in Canada, but also just globally. And, you know, that's just going to keep increasing in intensity and frequency every summer. So just, I guess, stay hydrated at this point. Stay inside when there is a heat wave. Maybe invest in some AC. There's not a lot we can do about that right now.
It also opens up a larger discussion on, like, how with climate change it leads to the displacement of so many more marginalized communities. I mean, years ago when that large heat dome happened in British Columbia, it led to a significant loss of life and harm on people who don't have access to AC or maybe people to check on them. So we'll be discussing that aspect of climate change as well, the displacement of marginalized folks in that way.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, it is quite a privilege to even be able to buy an AC unit and be able to stay cool, because, you know, depending on your location and also what money you have access to, your social standing. That's a really good point. And yeah, there's other things happening in Canada to do with the environment recently that I also want to get into a bit. I'm quite interested that Mark Carney recently approved another pipeline on July 2nd, and it's following the trail of the Trans Mountain pipeline from basically the northeast of Edmonton into Delta BC. And I've already seen, you know, people are worried for the orca population and also just for Indigenous communities in general. That's not going to be great. So I want to look more into that, do some programming about that. I already have some interviews in the works for other grassroots environmental organizations, and those will probably be airing next week. So, yeah, those are our topics. We might do some other things. I know Hallelujah has some other content as well.
Of course, yeah. My kind of bread and butter when it comes to broadcast has always been highlighting local music and artists and the way the scene has changed. Of course, the big elephant in the room for everything and everything going on in Vancouver for the last couple of weeks has been the World Cup, and that has pretty greatly affected arts and culture in the city. You know, from the pros, from getting a walkable Granville Street, which in a way does affect the local climate we live in. Less cars on the road in that area, more people being encouraged to use transit. I believe during one of the FIFA games, it was one of the largest, highest recorded usages of the SkyTrain system since the 2010 Olympics. And then there are the cons, which are a lot of local venue shutdowns, as well as less grant funding for plenty of free or accessible music festivals around the Pacific Northwest. We recently lost Rifflandia as a music festival out in Victoria, as well as plenty of other arts and culture events losing their funding because of governmental happenings, although we do have, I believe, the Dragon Boat events or a regatta happening in a couple of weeks. We did not have the Dragon Boat Festival that we had in certain years with musical acts side by side towards the festival. And intrinsically, I think that, you know, the belt gets tightened and it gets hotter outside. These kind of third spaces are some of the first things that we lose. So I'm excited to hopefully chat with some folks on air, discussing their place within the arts and culture scenes and how it affects all of our happiness and joy, because here at CJSF, we love arts and culture.
Oh, yes. Most definitely we do. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty much a bit of a, you know, go over of what we're going to be doing, what to expect. I'm personally quite excited for the kind of things we're going to be undertaking, and, you know, every week we'll probably also, you know, run through what kind of shows are upcoming or events that we'll be at, because we'd love to see you all there. I think for now we're going to go back to to the music for a bit and then come back and talk a little bit more about how the Granville Strip has been, you know, shut down for pedestrians and a bit of a conversation about that. So, yeah, the song that we're going to go back to is by Cherry Pick. They're a local artist, a lot of shoegaze. They're pretty cool. And this song is called Aster.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuning into Super Summer Programming. I am Stella, the programming assistant.
And I am Hallelujah. I am the community outreach assistant. You've heard a couple of tunes that we picked. That first one was Cherry Pick, Aster, off their album. I don't know how to describe this album name. It's like an ellipses with like a three that kind of looks like a cat emoji. Mm-hmm. Not quite sure how that's pronounced, but it's a sick record that just came out pretty recently off of Light Organ Records from their freshly signed artist, Cherry Pick. So check out that record.
Yes. And then the next song was Detour by La Securité from the new album that just released on June 12th called Bingo. I've been listening to it quite a bit. I have also played it before on the radio, but not the same song. So just going through the album. They're from Montreal. They're an art punk band. And yeah, go check them out if you like that song. And the next song that I played was Praia Bonita, which is by Body Sync and PPJ. So that was a collaboration with this Franco-Brazilian duo called PPJ, who I listened to a lot. So that was on my Spotify's new releases. And I was like, let me listen to that.
It was very hauntingly beautiful. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too. It has a very nice, or not nice, but it's a cool bass line. And yeah, so this duo is normally blends bilate funk and samba with techno elements, which I really appreciate. And then next song was Heat Wave by Paycheck, and this is from their new album called Paycheck, released on June 12th. I actually heard that on another radio station, so stole it from them, playing it on ours. Very nice. I think they're also from Montreal. And that was all of the songs that we played, I think.
Yeah, let's get into some meat and bones topics. Pedestrianization. Scary. I hope I'm not scaring off some of the drivers who are tuning in. I have to admit something. Live on air on CJSF 90.1. I, Hallelujah Hailu, do not have my driver's license.
I never would have expected that from you.
And I feel so privileged to live in a city where I can get around. And I live in an area where I can get around, get place to place, purely relying on my overlords at TransLink. I have to change my schedule to their will whenever things kind of freak out a little bit. But in spite of that, I do think that we have an incredible public transit system in comparison to a lot of other cities, with a lot of room for improvement.
Especially North American cities.
In North America.
Comparatively.
Every time I see like a video of like train lines in like Europe, I go, oh, if only we had it here. And if you are tuning in from a car, don't you wish you were walking? You know, beside the water, enjoying, you're not sitting in traffic or you're just hanging out.
On the side of the highway even.
And if you are driving, wouldn't you be happier if there were less drivers on the road overall, right? More people like me who meander about place to place and just kind of exist waiting for the bus or quest by quest. And that's why I think like pedestrianization is such like a hot topic as of recently. Last year or year back, Gastown was pedestrianized for the whole summer as a pilot project, but due to some pushback by businesses, I remember specifically the Old Spaghetti Factory, they switched from an all-week pilot program to a weekends-only pilot program, which again, to the people that drive, driving in Gastown doesn't seem very fun to me.
No.
But it's still a pilot program going forward nonetheless, and that was, I think, pretty successful. Gastown is flourishing with tourists and people walking five across and not letting you pass. So I think pedestrianization made sense in that situation. And after all of the success with FIFA, and if you were anywhere near Granville Street, you saw it was packed and shoulder to shoulder with everybody celebrating football. Are we going to use the term football for this morning?
Oh, let's do it.
Football? Okay, yeah. Let's see if I can commit to it. people enjoying the beautiful game, football.
Sounds so natural. Rolls right off the tongue.
It rolls right off the tongue. Football. And yeah, although I'm not like a huge football fan in my day-to-day life, you know, you can't help but just be captured by the energy of people just wanting to celebrate. And even with all the downsides of the World Cup taking place in our city, you can't help just but go, why isn't it like this every summer? Mm-hmm. And you know, there are its pros and cons. The con that immediately came up when I was kind of reading about this was the price tag.
$4 million.
I don't know. What would you do if you had $4 million?
What I do? I'd give it all away to charity, probably.
Noble cause. But let's say I gave you $4 million and you gave it to charity. It's like, all right, here's $4 million of like spending change. Mm-hmm. Buy something silly.
Mm-hmm. For me?
Yeah, for you.
Honestly, it'd be nice to have a little helicopter.
I don't trust helicopters. I don't
Why?
Like them.
Why?
No, I don't like
Just
them.
Just cruise around. How about a mini plane?
Mini plane? No, no.
You don't like any flying
There's been too many news stories involving helicopters and planes. I'm afraid of flying.
It's like the closest thing you can get to actually flying.
I think I would buy a really long zip line. But, you know.
Okay, zip so line. You're not messing with a helicopter, but you're up there in the air on a zip line.
Zip line. But, you know, with all these events going on in the heart of Vancouver, Vancouver is a great place to have these events. That $4 million price tag, I believe, has been, you know, like mostly because of the amount of policing that it would cost to have such a big area be completely pedestrianized. But, you know, the kind of response to that is that $4 million could go to so many other community events that may not take place on the Granville Strip. But either way, at the end of the day, like, I think it will encourage some folks to take place or, you know, go out and enjoy the businesses that are out there. But I'm curious, you know, like a year from now when I read about this pedestrianization that they're doing and, you know, the outcome of the spend of the FIFA World Cup. I wonder if it will be an overall pro to small businesses that exist around the neighborhoods where the celebrations are. But here is my favorite pro. People are taking transit. If you missed it earlier on in the show, during one of the matches, the date is slipping my mind on which match, but transit levels hit a peak ridership that was just as high at a point in the 2010 Olympic Games, which was great to hear. Although I don't love being on a full bus or full train as a professional transit user.
Mm-hmm. A bus head.
Bus head. Mm-hmm. It's been great to see, as well as, luckily, new SkyTrains. Again, for the real transit heads, we have the new Mark 5 SkyTrains, which are bigger and are meant to have more people, as well as like 5 cars, increasing capacity there. It's exciting to see it. I think the only difference from the Olympics is that we got a new train line when the Olympics happened. So I hope personally that these will lead to some, you know, new infrastructural changes. Maybe we'll get a new train. Maybe we'll get, you know, the streetcar that Toronto has. Mm. I dream of the streetcar, the Toronto streetcar that moves slow, so slow in the traffic. But it's an option regardless. And if you haven't been to Toronto to experience a streetcar, it's like a train, but it's on the street. When you get off at a stop, there's like a lane of traffic, so you have to hope that the traffic going by stops and yields, and then you get out. And yes, it is faster to walk, but it's a scenic experience, and there's problems with that transit system in a way. I'm excited to hear if this like increase in ridership during FIFA has like made any dent in, I don't know, our climate goals. In lots of articles, Vancouver was advertised as like one of the better cities to go enjoy like the World Cup in, because you could go from the airport to downtown with no car. And you know, I've managed to do that, so maybe I'm just the perfect transit pass holder, no driver's license, just hanging around. Any thoughts on some of those that tangent I went on?
I mean, it seems like you might know best based on your professional career in transit, but I do see the pros of the pedestrianization, and I think there is a huge push, especially just across North America, for these livable, walkable cities that are quite idealized based on European standards of, oh, okay, well, let's just walk around forever and get all of our steps in and live a healthy lifestyle.
Well, hey, you don't have to walk around the entire time anymore. They got Lime scooters. Maybe we should do a special episode on just Lime scooters and how terrifying all e-scooters are to me. I remember seeing one on the highway and then seeing the e-scooter on the highway that I saw on the news later. And I was like, oh, okay, that wasn't allowed. Cool.
An e-scooter passed me one time when I was driving to SFU and I was like, maybe they're onto something, actually.
Maybe they are.
Just zooming by.
It's terrifying.
Lime scooterization, maybe. Just some specific streets for Lime scooters, so we don't have to see them.
Dare I say, here's a hot take right here on the airwaves of 90.1 FM. I actually enjoy e-scootering much more in Calgary.
Why?
It felt like I had more protected bus lanes when I was in downtown Calgary. Maybe the answer is always more bus lanes in Vancouver.
Okay.
It might not be, or it might be, but regardless, if you're enjoying transit and Lime scootering and what's the bike program here called again? I don't take it very often. The Moto bikes, the Rogers bikes, the Shaw bikes?
Shaw, there's Shaw bikes.
The whatever the bike system.
Insert brand name.
Insert bikes. Brand name sponsored bikes. Mm-hmm. Transit fares did go up again, as they do every year, and I go and get a little sadder because our services are, you know, it's a little expensive, guys.
Yeah, now transit police are just perusing as well, periodically on some buses.
And you know what? I've been taking transit everywhere since I was like pretty young. I have only, I think, gotten checked for my fare twice in my almost 23 years.
Mm-hmm. It's been a recent slight more of a crackdown, though,
yeah, there
in the
has
past
been.
Couple years.
And those two times did happen in the last 2 years,
same.
Which I always thought was interesting. And I don't know if, you know, the crackdown on fare, like evading, is going to help with the budgeting problems that TransLink has.
Not really focusing on the right issue.
I think a model of, not what they're doing currently is going to help them break even. But hey, I like my trains. I like my buses. I hope there's more of them. They run faster.
Yeah, definitely. Be nice to get a subway kicking in sometime.
No, we'll get the SFU gondola.
Oh, that's going to be the ultimate.
Once that...
The ultimate win.
I dream of it every night, being able to take a gondola up to beautiful Burnaby Mountain and, you know, eventually it breaking down something or... Maybe they'll figure out all the issues by then.
Is that why you want a zip line in the meantime?
Yeah. We're going to get a zip line set up. That's what I'm going to hopefully do before the end of my summer tenure up here.
Mm-hmm.
I take the bus up to SFU, and then I get a zip line going down so I can beat all the traffic, of course.
Yeah.
That is
straight
a joke.
Home.
That
directly
is a joke.
Directly home.
Okay. I think we're going to head back into some tunes, maybe.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoyed our little chat about trains and car freeness.
Trains. Yes,
I love trains.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you think about going for a walk or a train or a bike or a Lime or a whatever mode of transport, maybe a longboard.
Yes.
Instead of driving.
Also, we will be at CATS on July 7th, which is actually... Wait, July 7th.
That's tomorrow.
That's, isn't today July 10th?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we'll be at CATS July 11th, which is tomorrow. And hopefully you transit there, because we'll be keeping tabs on people's, you know, modes of transport.
And it'll be a perfect place to get your longboard or your scooter.
Most definitely.
Or just your feet or...
Little feetsies.
You know, whatever mode of transport you choose out and about at Catalano Street Party.
Yeah, so come visit us. We'll be tabling there. We'd love to see you. Up next is Democracy Now!, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. We will be here in some form next week. And yes, the next song will be Come and Go by Body Wash. For me, Body Wash is kind of a classic staple at CJSF, and I've been playing them for a while, and they just released this new single, I think, a few weeks ago. So yeah, take a listen. See y'all next week. Bye.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF.
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango.
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
The tears in your eyes.
tuning in to our super summer programming.
Catch us next Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
And until then, stay super chill.